nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you.
There you go. There's an American with a British accent. Hey, wait a minute. What does that mean? Well, he sounds like a good American. I'll give him that. Notwithstanding his English accent, you know. That's okay, I guess. I kid. Anybody that talks like that at a school board meeting is okay with me. I don't know the man's name, but he was at the Bucks County School Board meeting, and, you know, there's a bit of a counter-revolution going on, an uprising, as it were, across the country against the radicalization of the education system in the United States of America, which has been taken over by extremists and nutcases, you know, Democrats, who are suffering from gender dysphoria in extraordinary numbers, think that the country was founded in 1619 based on a series of fallacies that they misunderstand. It's certainly not when the first slaves were brought to what is now the United States of America, long before it was the United States of America. It's completely irrelevant. And all white people, straight white men who are not handicapped, all straight white men who are not handicapped are not oppressors. And all people of color are not oppressed. In fact, people of color are less oppressed here in the United States than in pretty much any country on the planet Earth and in the history of the world. Other than that, I think the left-wing arguments are pretty good. So it was Bucks County. Bucks County is a lot of rich people, you know, work in New York, live in Bucks County, maybe weekend places, retire to Bucks County. It's a, as I understand it, a largely lib county. In Pennsylvania, but there are people who have had it up to here. I'm holding my hand across the center of my forehead. They've had it up to here, I tell you, and up to not just under their chins, but up to here, up to their eyeballs, and even above, with all this crazy stuff. And so people are showing up at school board meetings like never before and speaking up. And this guy, I wish I knew his name, English fella. I'll just call him English fella. He was at the school board meeting, and he's saying what needs to be said.
Uh-oh. I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. There are emails, public record emails, in which the Director of Equity is lobbying and advocating for public comment to be censored in this school district. And you know what? You know what? Lobbying for it, advocating for it. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution. For her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship, I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect.
I like this guy. I want to buy him a bag of limes or something, you know, to fend off scurvy. You know, the English, they have a problem with that. Seafaring people, you know, buggery, all kinds of things. He continued, this guy's great. He's giving him what for.
And after you've terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit.
Yeah, there you go. Now, see, go to your school board meeting. Honestly, that's great. Very often, in fact, immigrants people that come from other countries legally to the United States and love the United States of America become great citizens. Immigrants sometimes are the greatest neighbors and citizens you're going to find anywhere because they understand the difference and they appreciate. Even Great Britain is not nearly as free as we are. Canada is not nearly as free as we are. And the left wants to peel away our freedoms. The left is coming for your rights. I believe we have those at the Chris Plant store, too, don't we? Don't we have items with the left is coming for your rights? at the Chris Plant store? Because that's one of my, I like that saying because it's mine, because it's my saying. The left is coming for your rights. It's not the only reason I like it. It's also a very good saying all by itself, even if I hadn't said it. So we've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. You know, with the Biden family, they're very corrupt, very, very corrupt family. They had deals in China and Ukraine and Russia and all kinds of. And Hunter Biden is currently under investigation by the FBI. A grand jury has been impaneled for international money laundering. And I assume they're going to sweep it under the rug, and some Friday afternoon a release will come out saying they've dropped all charges. And then they'll move on, because we're really becoming a banana republic with between the left and the deep state, you know, the permanent bureaucracy wheedled deeply into all of the agencies and departments, the people that never leave, undermining President Trump, like that phony lieutenant colonel in the Army. He was a criminal. He should have been court-martialed for his undermining the president the way that he did. You know, the military got a lot of weasels in there these days, too, I guess. No doubt about it. But in any case, Hunter Biden is under investigation for money laundering. The news media doesn't care. Joe Biden is in the middle of it. He's big guy in the emails who gets his 10% cut from the communists in China. No big deal, according to our news media. There's a hotel in Los Angeles, California. You may have been there. You may have seen it driving on Sunset Boulevard. It is the Chateau Marmont, quite famous. You've seen it in movies and television shows. And a lot of famous people have died there of drug overdoses and things, like John Belushi, for example. He was visited by Robert De Niro and Robin Williams, and he was all coked up. And then he died because his good friends didn't do anything to try to save him. And it turns out Hunter Biden was doing a John Belushi impersonation at the Chateau Marmont, coked up, drugged up, calling up Russian hookers and stuff. The Belushi thing, there was also, he spent his final hours with a trashy woman and a pile of cocaine, visits from Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. Minor details in the greater story, but the Daily Mail has the story today, and the Washington Post doesn't, because they're not a news organization. The CNN people will not cover the story. The headline is, "We're at your door, open it." How Secret Service swooped on Hunter Biden after he accidentally paid Russian prostitute $25,000 after night at Chateau Marmont on account linked to dad, Joe Biden, the laptop reveals. Here it is with the laptop again that Twitter and Facebook crushed on the lead up to Election Day in order to corrupt the outcome of the election in favor of the Democrats, who are corrupt. You can't use the word frequently enough. Joe Biden might have inadvertently paid for a series of wild nights his son Hunter had with a prostitute at Hollywood Chateau Marmont Hotel in 2018 during the Trump presidency, and Joe was former vice president. And according to text messages and receipts obtained from his laptop, it was late May that year when Hunter Biden ordered Yana, an escort who billed herself as, quote, Russian, green eyes, thin brunette, an elite courtesan, from his favorite site, Emerald Fantasy Girls. He had some sites that were not his favorite sites, and some that were, I guess, and Emerald Fantasy was one of his favorite sites, according to the files obtained by the New York Post. Once again, the New York Post is doing all the reporting for our phony, baloney, corrupt Democrat Party-owned and operated news media. You know, they, most of the news media people, I think, are Russian, slender Russian girls that work for an escort service as well. And now to the New York Post story. Did Joe inadvertently pay for Hunter Biden's wild night at Chateau Marmont? And here's a picture of him looking all naked and stuff. Parts of this I'm not sure I can even read on the radio, but you might have to plug your ears for a moment or two here. It's May 2018, and Robert Hunter Biden is trawling through his favorite Los Angeles escort sites. He orders Yana, a 24-year-old Russian native, from Emerald Fantasy Sites, and she describes herself, and he orders her like she's Chinese takeout food. But of course, we know he doesn't favor Asian women. No yellow, he said. He also, in his text messages with his lawyer, used the N-word over and over again. That's an anti-African-American slur. He used the anti-Asian slur, talking about prostitutes that he likes. And he also slurred people that he deemed to be Mexicans or Mexican-Americans at their fashionable high-end grocery store where his brother's widow had dumped the gun that she was afraid he was going to use in some violent act. So it's May 2018, and there he is, and he orders this Russian prostitute. My name is Rob. I'm staying at Chateau Marmont. Are you available now? All of these messages are now public for CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post, who are hiding them all from you because they're fantastically dishonest individuals and organizations collectively. Yana goes to his cottage at the Chateau Marmont. He smokes crack. They drink vodka, have sex, make porn. He balances a line of M&Ms on his erect penis and takes photographs of it. Not in the article, I'm happy to report. And that's a good thing. But it's, snort them? I don't know. All of these messages, all of these pictures are saved on Hunter Biden's laptop, which he treats like a diary, storing every email and text conversation, his financial records, his copious selfies, not to mention. And a year later, Hunter would forget his laptop at a Delaware repair shop and would end up in the hands of the FBI and in the hands of the New York Post. Again, the Democrat allies, the oligarchs, that fascism is a coalition between a party, a political party in power, and industries. And the key industries now are not steel industries, like with Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party, but the information industry, like with Jack Dorsey at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook. And they've buried all these stories, right? So jumping ahead to the the fun part, I guess. Yana leaves. See, Yana wants money, because she, was doing a lot of stuff for Hunter Biden. And Yana stays for a couple of days and wants to be paid. The problem is Hunter's debit cards aren't working, and she's not leaving without the $8,000 he owes her for, the extended call out. And the morning of May 24th, hungover and out of sorts, Hunter Biden adds a new receipt to the cash transfer app Zelle. A woman named Gulnora, nice name, the registered agent at Emerald Fantasy Girls and Yana's employee. So he transfers $8,000, but wait a minute. He transfers $8,000. It doesn't work. A few minutes later, Wells Fargo sends him a fraud detection alert. He reaches into his wallet, pulls out another card. Yana attempts to transfer $8,000. It apparently doesn't go through. He rifles through his wallet again. No luck. He pulls out another card and bingo. But wait a minute, this is a Joe Biden account here. Yana leaves and he crashes. While he sleeps, the bank accounts are emptied. His bank accounts are emptied and receipts he saves on his computer. The transactions he thought had failed had actually gone through one after another. First, $8,000 is recorded leaving his account at 10:22 a.m. Then at 10:50 a.m., $2,000 leaves a different account. 10:59 a.m., $3,500 vanishes. 11 a.m., another $8,000. 11:03, another $3,500. She's quite the hooker, I guess. It's an amazing thing. It's scheduled to be transferred out later that afternoon, but will be delayed. So soon enough, his cell phone starts pinging. I love this. It's good storytelling by the New York Times, too. It's fun stuff. And then the hooker gets back to him, Yana, and says, "There is many transactions on my account. There is many transactions on my account. From last night," she writes, "$8K, $8K, $3,500K. So get back with me when you can so I can transfer back to you. Better if you call my personal." So the nice hooker, it's the hooker with a heart of gold, and a hooker that Hunter found on the internet and sent her over. And the hooker, she says she wants to transfer them. She only wants to, you know, the $8,000 that she deserves and not the rest. She says, I'm happy to see that much in my account. No worries. You can have the rest back. Karma is a beach. That's what she said. This is so it's the hooker with the heart of gold. You know, if this were only one of the Trump kids, NBC and ABC and the morning shows and 60 Minutes would be fighting over who would be getting the first interview with Yana, the Russian hooker with a heart of gold. She apparently transferred the money back, only got paid $8,000 for her couple of days with Hunter Biden at the Chateau Marmont, and Hunter lived. But wait, then the Secret Service came to bail him out. The Secret Service showed up at the hotel. Boy, it's good to be a Democrat because none of this is actually considered to be news. Just extraordinary stuff. Bailed out by the Secret Service again and again. Crackhead, hooker baiter, Hunter Biden. Not a problem. And never mind the China deal, the Russia deal, the Ukraine deal. Pay no attention. We're a third world country because the Democrat Party is the third world and they're in charge.
You're a prostitute.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now, it actually gets more sorted from there because there is a just retired Secret Service agent involved, Robert Savage III, who had been in charge of the Los Angeles field office for the Secret Service, said through his lawyer that he's never heard of the Chateau Marmont Hotel, one of the most famous buildings in Los Angeles, where he's in charge. And the text messages show that the now former agent, Robert Savage, is texting with Hunter furiously while he's up in the hotel room because he said he's getting calls from Washington, D.C. every 10 minutes and that the card that he used is linked to Celtic. Celtic, or Celtic, is the Secret Service code name for Joe Biden. So the card that's paying the Russian hooker is Joe Biden's card. And the Secret Service agent, now former Secret Service agent, is saying, hey, H, let me up to the room. I got to come up, and Hunter Biden is, I'll be down in 5 minutes. Finally, the Secret Service agent, Savage, says, I'm outside your door, open the door. And Hunter Biden's playing all kinds of games and texting him back. And, you know, I really promise I was in the bathroom, buddy, coming right this second. He's a crackhead. He's got hookers falling out of the ceiling tiles. Everybody remember when Vladimir Putin was asked about the phony dossier and the Russian hookers peeing in the bed and stuff? Vladimir Putin said this.
He has socialized with the most beautiful women in the world. I find it difficult to believe that he ran to a hotel to meet with our girls of reduced social responsibility.
Of what?
Although here also we have the best ones in the world.
Ah, yes. Although here we have the best prostitutes in the world. Girls of reduced social responsibility. See, the reality is that the Biden family is all about Russian hookers and crack and cover-ups and corrupting Secret Service agents. And Robert Savage, through his lawyer, said, oh, I'd never been to Chateau Marmont. I never even heard of Chateau Marmont. And here are the text messages of him in the lobby outside the door. This is what happens when you hitch your wagon to corrupt people. And, you know, Russian hookers. And Joe Biden's paying for it on his credit card. Not a problem for Democrats, though.
Girls of reduced social responsibility.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I spent more time on my hands and knees, picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone, anyone that you know, I'm sure.
Yes, anyone you know. Anyone, probably, I don't know a lot of people that snorted a lot of Parmesan cheese that I'm aware of. I guess I haven't asked everyone that question specifically. Hunter Biden talking about one of his many drug addictions. And then, of course, there are Russian hookers. What are they, women of low moral character? Is that what it is that Vladimir Putin talking about Hunter Biden's girlfriends?
With our girls of reduced social responsibility.
Right, reduced social responsibility. I like that, reduced social responsibility. That's what happens.
Although here also we have the best ones in the world.
He does say they have the best ones in the world, girls have reduced moral responsibility. I was also thinking about, you know, the racist Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He's like calling him White Club, and because he belongs to this all-white club that won't allow anybody but white people in, and he's and his family belonged to it for years and years, and the media is fine with that because he's not a Republican, so it's okay, and he's a member of this club. We were thinking this morning maybe his nickname should be White Member, because, you know, like Austin Powers and Gold Member, he could be White Member because he's a white member of this white club that only has white members. Because they're white. Know what I'm talking about there. Reduced moral responsibilities? Is that what it is? That's good stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, and this Secret Service agent doing the bidding of the Biden family. And then, you know, through his lawyer, he hired a lawyer to lie to him, Robert Savage III. I think not well-respected and not well-liked in the Secret Service community. But he... he's got, he says, oh, you know, through his lawyer, naturally, he's got a lot of lawyer talk when you're dealing with the Biden family, you know. And he was the special agent in charge in Los Angeles, and he's never heard of the Chateau Marmont. I first heard of the Chateau Marmont decades ago, before I ever even moved to California. And you live in California, you hear about it, and then John Belushi dies there, and you hear about it, and other celebrities die there, and you hear about it, and they got all the Hollywood parties there, and you hear about it. But somehow Robert Savage, the Secret Service agent in charge of Los Angeles field office, never heard of it. And they put out this weasel word statement saying that, you know, no Secret Service didn't provide, the agency didn't provide protection to any member of the Biden family in 2018. No, they hired former Secret Service agent Robert Savage III. And that's, you got to read Washington and speak Washington to decipher the BS that these people peddle. But that's BS that's being peddled there. And then all the text messages show that he was actually there at the hotel. And it's a very famous building on Sunset Boulevard. Everybody knows it. Visitors to L.A. know all about it. So there's a lot of BS being peddled here. So Savage, the former Secret Service agent, apparently in the employ of the Biden family, and lots of weasel words being used here. H, I'm in the lobby. Come down. Thanks, Rob. Then Hunter says, 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, Savage texts him again, the former Secret Service agent. Come on, H. This is linked to Celtic's account, the credit card he's using for the Russian hooker at the, you know, crack binge at the Chateau Marmont. DC is calling me every 10. Let me up or come down. I can't help you if you don't let me, H. See, he's desperately in need of help. And they hire these former Secret Service people to cover stuff up for him, like the gun crimes and the he lied on the forms about the guns, too. Remember that, about his drug habits? He was kicked out of the Navy for his repeated cocaine use. So he's got a drug problem. But honestly, this goes way beyond that. All of this goes way beyond that. And if this were the Trump family or the Bush family, the news media would be all over this like stink on Michael Moore. Honestly, Hunter replies, I promise, be right down. Sorry. And then more time goes by and the crackhead still doesn't come down. 5 minutes later, Savage again texts him and to say to Dale Papillo, a retired deputy assistant director of the Secret Service who used to guard his father, has arrived. And invoices indicate that Pulipo, the other Secret Service agent, did background checks for Hunter on potential business partners. And Pupillo did not return requests for comments by the New York Post, naturally. He's going to front desk. Call and tell him to give us a key now, H. As your friend, we need to resolve this in the immediate. Call the front desk now, H, or I'll have to assume you're in danger, and we'll have to make them give us the keys. For 9 minutes, Hunter doesn't reply. Really, Rob, I'm coming down right now, Hunter texts at 54 p.m. I really promise, was in the bathroom, buddy, coming down right this second. 30 seconds later, Savage replies, we're at your door, open it. Now, this is all just fine, and CNN won't breathe a word about this, and it's just amazing how corrupt these people are and how they get away with it, because the news media, look, I mean, politicians will be corrupt, but Joe Biden is corrupt. Hunter Biden is corrupt. His Joe's brother, James Biden, corrupt, cashing in on the Biden name. All these weaselly deals in Ukraine and China and Russia and the Moscow mayor's wife and $3.5 million. And all this just gets swept under the rug, right? And we got the place of John Belushi's drug overdose with the Russian hooker, and the credit card goes to, and the Secret Service, and the news media just completely buries all of this stuff. Amazing. Very corrupt times we live in. Now, this is comically absurd. The Harlem Globetrotters want to become an NBA franchise. The Harlem Globetrotters, you know, where Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon and all that stuff. I don't think they play anymore, technically. But they're still out there, and they play the Washington Generals, who lose every time. They should make them an NBA team, too. Harlem Globetrotters asked to become NBA franchise in open letter. Here's my prediction. They'll actually become an NBA franchise because the word Harlem is in there, and to say no would be racist. So you got to do that. All right, now, the Tokyo Olympics, they've okayed a transgender weightlifter, okay, to lift weights in the women's category for the nation known as New Zealand. It's a small island nation near Australia, which is a large island nation. But this is an amazing story, okay? And now even Brett Favre has weighed in. The Fox News Channel has the story. Brett Favre says it's unfair to allow Laurel Hubbard, the former man, now woman, weightlifter, who didn't do very well as a male weightlifter, said, "I'm a woman, went through some therapies, now an Olympic weightlifter as a woman, and just beats the pants off of every female weightlifter there is." And New Zealand has said, yeah, we're going to send Laurel Hubbard to the Olympics in Tokyo to lift weights for New Zealand as a woman, guaranteed to bring home the gold because no woman can compete, right? And this is kind of an amazing story. And Brett Favre, he's a good guy, he's a normal person. Brett Favre is not in favor of Laurel Hubbard competing in the Olympics. "It's a man competing as a woman," Favre said in a recent episode of his podcast. "That's unfair. It's not fair for a man, even if this person wants to be a woman or feels compelled. If you want to become the opposite sex, that's fine. I got no problem with it, but you can't compete against, you can't compete against, males cannot compete against females," he said. "If I was a true female," I can't believe I'm saying that, Brett Favre said, "and if I was competing in weightlifting and lost to this person, I would be beside myself," Brett Favre continued. Now he's going to have to be canceled because he says stuff that's obviously true, obviously true. So there it is. Now, there is a woman that has come forward, and she is a New Zealand weightlifter, and she was born a woman, raised a woman, continues to be a woman, and she is an award-winning international champion weightlifter. Now, Tokyo Olympics, colon, they love their colons. Former weightlifter, she's now a former weightlifter, Tracy Lambrex condemns selection of transgender athlete Laurel Hubbard. Now, with that, let's go to audio. Because Tracy was on the Fox News Channel this morning, Tracy Lambrex, and she, again, New Zealand weightlifting champion in the women's category, until this transgender weightlifter came into the sport. And then Tracy has just been blown away every time and can't win anything, and she's just about had it. She says that Tracy Lambrex says that selecting Laurel Hubbard for the New Zealand team for Tokyo next month, not kosher, not good, and has ruined her career. This transgender person coming into the sport has ruined her career. Here's Tracy Lambrex, the New Zealand weightlifting champion, now former, talking about what she's up against dealing with a transgender weightlifter.
At first, I was pretty angry, pretty upset, pretty disappointed. There were a lot of emotions, but I really wasn't that happy about it. The way I found out was via a phone call from my coach at the time. It was like a Monday morning and I got a phone call and I was told all my records had just been broken. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, there's no one else close to me. I shouldn't have my records broken. And then, I was told, well, Laurel's started weightlifting and she competed on the weekends. So as of now, you're number two.
Former male weightlifter becomes female weightlifter. The female weightlifting champion, who she said, no one comes close, no one can beat my records. But this man becomes a woman, becomes an Olympic weightlifter. And now the record belongs to the former man. All of the records belong to the former man. And Tracy Lambrex had all of her records stripped away because now a former man is competing against her in her weight class in weightlifting, and now she can't possibly compete. Here's Tracy Lambrex. And what they told her was, well, maybe you can drop down in weight. You can lose 30 pounds and compete in the lighter category, not as the overall heavyweight champion. But if you lose a bunch of weight, then you'll be competing against biological women again, and then you can get your... So she tried to lose the weight, and here we go.
I was told by the national weightlifting body that I either needed to drop a weight category or look at retiring, because the competitions we were looking at qualifying for, you could only send one per nation in the body weight. So they were like, it's not going to be you. So your options are lose 13 kilo or 18 kilos in 3 months, or you can retire.
Or you can retire. Nice New Zealand accent. And she said you can lose like 30, 35 pounds, 18 kilos in 3 months and then compete in a different weight division. Or you can just stay home and watch it on TV because we're giving it to this person over here. Now, New Zealand is going to win the gold medal, and this is because they're sending this person who's going to win everything. Here's Tracy Lambrex.
I'm very competitive and I'm hardworking, so I just did what I had to do to accomplish my goal of competing at my third Commonwealth Games. It meant a lot to me to show, I guess, the Commonwealth that I wasn't knocked out that easily.
And she just wants to compete and be treated fairly and to win. And as Brett Favre said, it's just not fair. And as I've said many times, just not fair. As the high school track star women in Connecticut who wanted to go to the Nationals but lost out to two biological males who just left them in the dust, you know, at the 80-meter mark when they were crossing the 100-meter line. Just a complete humiliation. Tracy Lambrex, you know, tells you how competitive she is, and she wanted to win. She wanted to win for her country, and so she went and competed at one final event in Australia and then just gave it up because she can't compete anymore.
Actually, at the end of the competition, I had just had enough. I was disappointed within New Zealand weightlifting, and I was also just not willing to put myself through any more disappointment, I guess, or it wasn't worth me being upset anymore about the situation and the way I was treated as an athlete. So my family all came out to Australia, watched me compete, and that was where I retired and haven't stepped back on a platform since.
So she has now retired because a biological man has just taken her place. Tracy Lambrex telling the truth about all this, and then more broadly, what this means for young women and for female athletes everywhere in the world, since the left is now opening this can of worms.
I look at a lot of the young athletes around us. There are 14, 15-year-old boys lifting what our females lift that are, you know, these boys are at a lighter weight category. So it's honestly just going to knock women out of sport. Women are not going to want to participate in something where there is an opportunity for them to, you know, win medals or go to international competitions. Just, yeah, you have to have the categories. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, you got to have men competing against men, women competing against women, and making changes and taking hormones doesn't change that. She said there are 14 and 15-year-old boys that are lifting as much as the women that are going to the Olympics, that are the champions in their weight classes for nations. And you look around, there are 14, 15-year-old boys doing that. And then this transgender weightlifter comes in. New Zealand chooses the transgender weightlifter because they want the gold medal, and the Olympic Committee allows it. And the women that have been working their whole lives and competing are just over. Just go home, stay home. And the left will tell you, shut up and don't complain, because otherwise, you know, you're a transphobic, you're a bigot. And that's what they call you at the school board meeting in Loudoun County, too. Amazing times. This is the left, the real left. These people are not liberals. They're the left.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
By the way, the Democrat love affair with the gay NFL player is over. Carl Nassib, we were talking about it yesterday, came out and plays for the Raiders. Had record number of sacks in college. And now he's playing in the NFL, and he came out as gay 2 days ago. And I said yesterday he's going to get every advertising dollar that will go to NFL players this year. But it turns out maybe not so fast. He's Republican. He's a Republican, Carl Nassib, and apparently a Trump guy, a gay Republican. So now the left is lashing out at him because that's what they do. They lash. They like the whip. They're lashing out at him for being Republican. You know, NFL, gay, they're all excited. He can do anything he wants to me. Oh, wait, he's Republican, one gay Democrat said on Twitter. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, now let's get to the murder, the front page of the Washington Post today. Cities at a loss as murder rates soar. Joe Biden is going to come after legal guns as way, because that's all they ever do. And it never works. Juan Williams yesterday on the Fox News Channel pointed out something absurd.
Well, I think the president's focus is on easy access to guns, Bill, but just to speak to this issue in general terms first, I think we all have to keep in mind that crime overall in America is down according to FBI statistics. Murder is the one crime that is up markedly. So it doesn't make sense to say, oh, debate about police reform in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder is the cause for the rise in only one type of crime.
Only one type. It's just murder. Marion Barry said this once when we were the murder capital of the world. He said, crime is down in D.C. if you don't count murder. And let's go to Jen Psaki here, number 23. These people couldn't be more ridiculous if their goal were to be more ridiculous. Oh, well, it's just murder that's skyrocketing. So, come on, silver lining, everybody. Bicycle theft is down. Here's Jen Psaki yesterday. She thinks gun violence causes violence.
Yes, we believe that a central driver of violence is gun violence and is the use of guns. We're seeing that statistically in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is that? You believe, this is a belief set, apparently, that one of the drivers of violence is gun violence? Say that again, Jen.
Yes, we believe that a central driver of violence is gun violence and is the use of guns. We're seeing that statistically in a lot of areas.
She meant to say statistically, I think. These are not bright people. Yeah, gun violence is a driver of violence. Thanks, Jen.